It's Byline from WFPL News. I'm Gabe Bullard in for Rick Howlett. Just about two blocks up from our studios here is 4th Street Live. It's a commercial and entertainment district in downtown Louisville. It's been the subject of criticism for many reasons. A New York Times travel piece called it frat-tastic, overwrought, and underthought. There have been allegations of racial discrimination within the businesses. There's also criticism that it's not local. It's mostly made up of chains, and it's run by the Cordish Companies, a Baltimore-based developer. And now a report in the Courier-Journal says the district isn't profitable, at least not to the city per se. After nearly 8 years in operation, 4th Street Live hasn't made enough money to pay the city any dividends. Chris Ottz wrote that piece for the Courier. He's here now. Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thank you, Gabe.
So why hasn't Cordish paid the city any dividends?
Well, there's potentially two reasons. One is that Cordish is not making any money at 4th Street Live. The second reason is that maybe they are making money by the traditional standards of how you measure profit, but the profit-sharing agreement that the city has that dates back to 2001 with Cordish is structured in such a way that Cordish can keep money from the development without actually showing a profit according to the terms of that agreement.
Right. There's a quote in your story where you say this agreement for profit sharing from 4th Street Live defines profit in a very favorable way.
Yes,
for Cordish.
Yes, it does. It is really, really tough accounting stuff. I mean, there's the whole page, it seems like, the definition of modified net operating profit in this agreement and net operating profit. But the point is there are all sorts of unconventional things in there, according to the corporate finance expert that I consulted for the story, that would allow them to essentially take cash out, and it could potentially be profitable even without showing a profit on these profit and loss statements. One example that's real easy to understand is that they get to keep 5% of the revenue right off the top before you even get to calculate profit.
So 5%, that's going back to Cordish most likely.
Right.
And you're right. Would Cordish even be doing this if they weren't turning a profit for at least themselves?
Well, that was, assistant economic development director at the city, David Morris, that was the quote that he gave me, that presumably this is a good business venture for them or else they wouldn't continue to operate it after 8 years. The statement that I got from Cordish really was kind of non-committal or not very clear on. They said that it's only been 8 years, so it's not possible to determine the financial returns of 4th Street Live, and they reiterated that they are committed to Louisville and into this business venture for the long haul.
It's not possible to measure the returns, but we can measure how much the city has put into this.
Yes.
And how much has that been?
That is about $20 million, roughly. It's complicated because there's also state money involved. Those are sales tax rebates, which is under a state program to encourage tourist attraction developments like 4th Street Live. And then the city has a backstop for that. So in case Cordish doesn't have this, in case 4th Street Live, doesn't have the sales to take full advantage of the state tax credits, they have an escrow account with the city where they can claim money from that to make sure that they get the full financial benefit. So, to keep it quick, initially Cordish got about $13.5 million from the city to get the development going, and then there's this $3.5 million escrow account from the city, of which Cordish has drawn about, I think, $1.2 million, and they expect, the city expects about $2 million of that to be used over the life of the agreement.
So is Cordish saying, they're saying that 8 years really isn't enough to start realizing this profit for the city? When might the city start to get a return on this?
Well, their statement was long, but it did not address that whatsoever, so no way to know.
Do you think that this shows that 4th Street Live is generally underwhelmed? There have been plans, I think, as long as I've lived in Louisville, for this expansion into the center city development, but how likely is that even to happen?
Well, the short answer is I haven't really looked into that, there's not been much activity lately on that center city development. And what this shows about 4th Street Live, I think, is really, it's hard to tell. Is it really profitable, and the agreement is just such that, you know, the quarters can not really show a profit on these financial statements according to these terms, or is it not profitable at all? I mean, the central question of the story says we don't know.
And still a lot of questions. I'm sure that you're out there asking them and hoping to get the answers. We'll link to the piece in the show notes as well. Chris Hotz, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, Gabe.